Welcome back to Strasbourg. It's day one of the new Parliament here. What's Europe's future as it shifts to the right? Can Ursula von der Leyen get a second term? What are the issues that matter to people? Ireland South MEP Billy Kelleher and Midlands North West MEP Luke Ming-Flanagan are here in studio in Strasbourg with us. Billy Kelleher, let's start with yourself. You became first Vice President and Whip of the Renew Group this week. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Renew is supporting Ursula von der Leyen for Commission. You're voting against her re-election with the other Fianna Fáil MEPs. How does the whip work?
Well, I mean, there's obviously a different whip system in the European Parliament compared to Ireland, for example. Also, I mean, applying a whip in a situation where it's a secret vote is, in my view, a farce in the first place. So all things being equal, you know, there is flexibility. I mean, our position has remained the same for some period of time. I've been expressing concerns about the EU's direction and attitude to Palestine and Israel over the last 5 years. And simply, you know, we haven't got to a stage where I would have confidence that we have changed direction, we've changed the attitude in the Palestinian issue.
Will it be more difficult to whip people on votes in future because of you're going against the party on this one?
Yeah, well, Cian, I mean, the previous whips as well would, and I looked at the voting record of previous whips, so there would have been quite a number of deviations from time to time. So on specific issues, you take, for example, when Ireland's issue of corporation tax and other tax rates comes to discussion in our group, we very often deviate with our group. So there is an understanding of the importance of reflecting national views as well.
Now, you said in a press release after your election as first Vice President of Renew that yourself and Barry Andrews are consensus builders and deal makers. Is consensus and deal building absent from your position on von der Leyen?
No, it's not, because my first priority is with the people that elected me and the people that support me. And right throughout the campaign, in advance of the campaign, I expressed strong views that I didn't have confidence in Ursula von der Leyen with regard to the issue of Palestine and Gaza. And I've been raising these issues in the Parliament. My first speech in the Parliament in November 1992 was on Palestine, and I've consistently raised it since. And the idea that we would just carte blanche approve the President of the Commission without interrogating the fact that, you know, the EU has not been an honest broker, has not made any effort to address the issues of Israeli brutality in advance of the 7th of October massacre.
Ursula von der Leyen has criticised the Israeli offensive. She's defended Israel's right to defend it. She calls on Israel to act within the limits of humanitarian and international law. She's called for a ceasefire, the release of hostages held by Hamas and a two-state solution. What's your opposition, Luke Ming-Flanagan?
Well, my opposition was she basically went out and, without consulting the European Parliament, gave unconditional support to Israel after the horrific attacks by Hamas. You mentioned all of the things that she's done, but the number one thing that she could do is suspend the EU-Israel trade agreement. And within that trade agreement, as there are within all trade agreements, there are human rights aspects. And it's quite clear that Israel has violated many laws, the Geneva Convention, etc., and that we should not be trading with these people anymore, because the reality is they are committing genocide in Gaza.
The European Union yesterday announced sanctions against five Israeli individuals and three entities, describing them as responsible for serious and systematic human rights abuses against Palestinians in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. So they're not standing still on this.
Yeah, they're not standing still, all right, but they're not going fast enough in the right direction. And at the moment, one third of the weapons that are going into Israel, that are killing men, women and children, children like my 9-year-old daughter, are being blown to smithereens with weapons that are being sold by the European Union. And if we care about the reputation of the European Union, we do not put, and I use this word carefully, this monster back in as President of the European Commission.
Well, look, a lot of people will support her. People will vote against her. But if she doesn't get over the line on this one, Billy Kelleher, there's no plan B.
Well, there actually is a plan B. I mean, it's in the treaties. So, I mean, if a president of the commission isn't elected by the parliament, the council reconvenes and they try and find another candidate. They have a month to do that, roughly, and that's in the treaties. So this is a foreseen situation, in the sense that the European Parliament should not be seen just as a rubber stamping exercise for the council's position. Clearly, we have a mandate. We have an entitlement to express a view, and that view will be expressed in a democratic forum on Thursday morning, she may or may not get elected, but I'm just expressing the view that I've expressed to the constituents that elected me, to the people of Ireland South, and I intend to honour my word to those people.
Luke McFlanagan, there's really no room for calling her a monster, is there? She's a politician.
She's a politician, but lots of politicians, unfortunately, down through history have turned out to be monsters.
Okay.
And if you totally and utterly ignore what's going on in Israel and still engage in trading with them, then that shows you what sort of a person you are. But it isn't just about Israel. It's also about what she said at the left group meeting yesterday with regard to agriculture. She never mentioned the nature restoration law, never mentioned a new fund for it. When this was being passed, we were all told that there was going to be funding for it. Yesterday, when she spoke to our group, she didn't even mention it. And when it came to a list of things that she prioritised, she put talking about the Palestinian people after talking about animal rights at our meeting
yesterday. Billy Kelleher, your reaction to that?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, firstly, I mean, Ursula von der Leyen is a politician, but she went to Israel and claimed to be representing and speaking on behalf of the European Union. I didn't accept she had the right and entitlement to do that. But most importantly, Ireland has recognised the state of Palestine. It has consistently criticised in the incursions into the West Bank. It has consistently said that we need to adhere to international law. And Israel, by any stretch of the imagination, is not. But what the ICJ and the International Court of Justice have both said that they're not adhering to.
I just want to go back to that vote, though. You'll vote against her. Your party colleague, Michael McGrath, will be looking for a senior portfolio. Could this go against him? Could it go against Ireland?
I don't accept that. And being honest, I think the two issues have to be stripped out. It's much too serious from the point of view of what I've said about Palestine, about Israel, about the need for us to have international rule of law and comply with that, and Ursula von der Leyen's lack of putting conditionality on Israeli support was the critical issue that I have consistently raised. With regard to Michael McGrath, I had a private conversation with President von der Leyen, and I can assure you she fully appreciates his skill sets, his ability and his integrity.
Well, let's see what happens. Luke McFlanagan, do you think ordinary people, the people who voted for you back in Ireland, care about this conversation in relation to Ursula von der Leyen's re-election? Or is it about, as you were talking about during the election, real justice for farmers and other issues like MICA? And just briefly, because we are running out of time.
It's about a variety of issues. Everyone has their issue. And Palestine is a massive issue for the Irish people. But also the issue of the common agricultural policy and the nature restoration law are big issues. And my group met with Ursula von der Leyen yesterday. She talked about new resources. I think she's being unrealistic. And if we're talking about new resources for the common agricultural policy, to bring it back to the levels that it was in 2001, we're looking at an increase in the EU budget of about 30 to 40%. That is not realistic. And for me, that's the reason why the focus for extra funding for farming has to come from the national exchequer, because more money is needed and we've got to be realistic about where it comes from.
Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. The clock is against us, gentlemen. Ireland South, Fianna Fáil MEP Billy Kelleher and Midlands Northwest Independent MEP Luke McFlanagan. That's all we have time for. Thanks for joining us here in Strasbourg.